Oh, that's right. We're right here this afternoon on WCRS, not only on 1450 AM, but on 98.5. Tune us in. You will love the distance you can hear us, the clarity that you can hear us. So check it out. It is awesome. 98.5. Not too hot, not too cold, but just right. And today, my very special guest on Meet Me at the Diner is Kelly McWhorter. She is the Executive Director of the Greenwood Regional Tourism and Visitors Bureau. She has, back this spring, been elected to a two-year term on the board of the Southeast Tourism Society. I tell you what, Kelly, that was a pretty big deal.
It was. Thank you for having me today, by the way. I received a phone call from Southeast Tourism asking me if I wanted to join their board, and I was really flattered and honored and proud to represent Greenwood on something like that. There's four South Carolina representatives.
Wow.
So
that's
the last
big.
Time I met, I sat with the lady from Graceland. It was pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Well, you know, and that's the whole Southeast, so that's
right.
A huge area that it covers.
It's 12 states.
So
it's a big board. It's about 80 people.
You know, and Kelly, when you think back to this, how many years have you been doing the tourism? You are the only executive tourism director we've had here in Greenwood. When
yes.
did you actually start that?
I celebrated my 10th year. I will celebrate it in October of this year. So we've been in existence right at 10 years.
Yeah.
Yes, 2006.
And I can remember how excited you were and everybody was to have this. And you've been educated on how to do this. You've gone
yes.
to a lot of schooling and everything.
Yes.
Since 2006 to 2016, how's our progress?
Our progress is really, really good. We certainly have a brand, which is, you know, there's always something blooming for you to do. And other organizations have piggybacked on that brand. For instance, Festival of Flowers, it's a blooming good time, and now the Chamber with their Cultivating Growth brand. So it's become quite the community brand for us, and we have also made strides in our marketing. We've put together a lot of different publications for visitors to have. Another thing that came out of our tourism study was you need to show people where to go. So we put in a new wayfinding signage system about 3 years ago. Still adding to that. That's a puzzle that will, I'm not sure if that puzzle will ever truly come together, because there's always going to be changes that we need to add to. But we've done a lot of things that the tourism study dictated and put forth that we should do. And it's made a huge difference in our progress.
Well, I know that one of the things we probably wouldn't have if we didn't have a tourism bureau, we probably never would have had a Symetra tour here.
That's right.
If it wasn't for Lindsay and speed dating and meeting Mike Nichols, probably never would have ended up here.
That's right. I love that you call it speed dating, because that's what it is. She went to a National Association for Sports Commissions, and it really is speed dating. You get 6 minutes at each booth. And she did meet Mike Nichols there, and it came together actually quite quickly. We had them come down. We went to the tournament in Asheville in May. The next July, Mike Nichols came back down with two golfers, and we went with Jim Medford to a number of different businesses that day. And I have to tell you, Ann, that was one of the best days of my life, because we watched it all come together, and it was truly amazing that, you know, at the end of the day, we were going to have a tournament, and here we are.
We just 3 years.
Our
yep.
third year, and so grateful for the support and hard work of the Medfords and Tracy DeLander and her husband Kevin and all
the
that
whole
they
team.
Do.
Yeah.
They just really put their best foot forward, and they keep reinventing the tournament, which I think is critical to the success of it. So.
But when you talk about tourism, if we hadn't had a tourism bureau, if Lindsay hadn't been in that place, I mean, Jim Medford always wanted to have a tournament, I know, but would the progress have been as quick? I don't think so.
I'm not sure that it would have. I feel like we were a pretty good catalyst for that. And I want us to be catalysts for more and more things like that. Sports is where it's at. We have a sports alliance in South Carolina, and those are made up of sports sales directors from different visitors bureaus. Lindsay is a leader on that board. She's director of public relations. They're actually going to be visiting Greenwood in early June for their summer board meeting. So they're going to get to see Greenwood. And we've got the director from Rock Hill Sports, and they just got the international BMX tournament. Columbia, Greenville, they're all going to be coming here. Charleston, they're going to be seeing the topiaries, and they're going to see what Greenwood's like. So it's a great opportunity.
Lander sports arena.
They'll see that. They'll see the Jeff May Complex. So we're very, very excited that we were able to get them to come to Greenwood for their little meeting.
And that's what it takes.
Right.
I remember the first year, the first term that Governor Haley was in office, and they had a counties meeting here, and all the counties came to Greenwood. I can remember, I think, talking to you, and they were all blown away because they had no idea that Greenwood had anything right here.
They had no idea. And that's generally the consensus of most of the population. They just don't know what all is here, and that we're really a hidden gem in South Carolina. So thanks to organizations like that and the Sports Alliance. You know, the Sports Alliance goes as a team to another sports conference, and we have group appointments. So I'm with somebody from York County and somebody from Anderson, and we're talking to a sports planner, and it's a regional-type effort, because if it's not going to work for them, maybe it'll work for us.
Sure.
So it's a great concept. Lindsay will be joining that effort again. She didn't get to go last time because of the maternity leave, but she will go back and represent us in Atlantic City.
Yeah. What's your eventual goal for tourism as tourism executive tourism director? What would you like to be your end goal? You've been 10 years now working on this. What's the goal?
Well, I was kidding and not kidding when I said I don't want to have to carry around our map anymore. I don't want to have to explain where Greenwood is. I just want everybody to know. I want people to know about us and say, oh, Greenwood, I've heard great things about it. And that means we're doing our job.
Sure.
Obviously, at the end of the day, we want to increase visitation, of course, both regionally and statewide, and then the 2 to 3 hour drive market. We want to make people more aware of our community and all that it has to offer. But we also, in turn from that, want to increase our occupancy in hotels.
Got another new hotel coming
something
in.
Something is going right because we're getting another hotel. We just got the 5-year trend report from Smith Travel. Our occupancy last year was better than it's been in years past. So things are definitely progressing. I wish I could claim all the success. I cannot. But because we're growing, there's a lot of construction traffic. There's still a lot of corporate traffic coming into Greenwood. And then on the sports front, there's a lot more tournament traffic than we used to have. So,
well, we've got the facilities for it too.
We do have the facilities, and we're seeing an increase in that.
And then, of course, if that's not enough for you, you always have golf.
Right. We have golf. I don't think people know that we participate in golf packages. We have a group called Golf Packages of South Carolina that we work with, and they work with our hotels and our golf courses to offer packages, and even that is increasing year by year. And through their association, we are able to go be represented in sports shows and golf shows in Ohio. That's a big deal.
Market, yeah.
And Canada. That's another big deal. So we're really trying to get on the map with golf as well.
Well, I mean, with all the golf courses we have in our area, you know, and in the surrounding area, it's huge.
It is huge.
And I mean, with Augusta National right up the road, that doesn't hurt you either.
It doesn't hurt. We're very blessed to be so close to such a gorgeous place. So,
well, we are going to hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to talk some more with Kelly McWhorter. If you've got a question, don't hesitate to pick up that phone and call us, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash, then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. I'm Ann Eller right here with Kelly McWhorter. She is the Executive Director of the Greenwood Regional Tourism and Visitors Bureau. We're kind of catching up on some of the things that are going on in Greenwood that keep Greenwood growing and doing so well, where a lot of other communities have not thrived through this economy and everything. Greenwood has sustained and is growing. And I think we can lay that at the feet of those that had foresight to say we need to get out there and fight, right? Fight for those people to come here.
That's right.
So here we are this afternoon. Kelly is telling us some of the things that are going on. You and I were just talking off the air about all the attractions that we have in Greenwood. And, you know, when you live in an area, you don't think about it as much, do you?
You really don't. And I'm a native of Greenwood, so it took me a little while to start seeing things through visitors' eyes. But when you do, you think back, you think, wow, we actually have quite a bit to offer someone.
The Railroad Historical
Center, their vision is just amazing, and it is really going to be a national attraction at the end of the day. The Mays Historic Site is another one that's really revolutionary. And also, speaking of revolutionary, the 96 National Historic Site, which gets already around 40,000 visitors. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
That's amazing. And we're trying to increase that. So, and I need to speak to the people that make those things happen. Bigger cities have bigger staffs. Mm-hmm. We don't. We have.
We understand that at WCRS.
I bet you do. I bet you do. We have volunteers, and we have an awful lot of them, even at the national park. So we really can't make things happen without our volunteers. So I just want to do a shout out to them and
Absolutely.
Thank them for all of their hard work.
Sure.
And make it happen.
Well, we've got that. We've got the Veterans Center. Look at what's
yes.
happening there. I mean, who would have thought that the old library could be revitalized and turned into a museum, the Hall of Heroes Museum,
yes.
the facilities that are there. I was there yesterday celebrating a veteran's 100th birthday yesterday, Louis Bebe, and just an awesome event.
That is awesome.
So
it is a great place.
It is a great place. And then you take the theater, what's happening with the theater and the
right.
art center, and of course the Uptown Market. And now we've got the water park there. I tell you what, I mean, things just have happened. And when you really look at it, it's really on a fast track when
really
you consider
is.
10 years ago, consider 15 years ago, what was the status of what we had going? So there's a lot of good stuff going on.
There is a lot. I also want to give kudos to those who executed the City Center Master Plan. When you look at all that's been done, the new streetscaping, that was part of the master plan. And a lot of plans get put away, but our plan didn't. Our plan got executed, and I'm very, very proud of that.
Sure. It's going to be a lot of people coming in for the Festival of Flowers. I think mm-hmm. I'll be interested to see how this works with this being, instead of the end of June, mm-hmm. the 1st of June, mm-hmm. how that's going to work. I think that's I like the idea because it gives you a little space between festivals.
It does. It
yeah.
does. I think it was a good move on the part of the Festival of Flowers. You already have the topiaries going out the 1st of June. And they really look in their best at that point. So why not make that your signature weekend? And just a teaser, you know, next year is the 50th anniversary of the Festival of Flowers. A lot of neat things are being dreamed up right now
I'm
for
sure.
the 50th anniversary.
Wow, that's
We might
cool.
see the return of some older events.
Okay.
I'm not going to say which ones, but any of the... veterans for the Festival Flowers, just put your thinking cap on, because it could be
flotilla.
It could be the flotilla.
She's not giving up anything here.
It could be a number of different things. It could be more than one thing.
Could be more than one
mm-hmm.
thing. I think that's great.
So the staff is hard at work. I help on the steering committee. I spent 20 years with that festival at the chamber and volunteering. So it's very, very dear to my heart. And now the Festival of Discovery is very, very dear to my heart.
Yeah, got very, very dear to your stomach, right? Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Kelly, this year in September 1st, WCRS will be celebrating their 75th anniversary.
Wow.
Yep. It's
that
now.
That is awesome.
It is awesome. That's awesome. We're now the 6th oldest radio station in the state. That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, that is really cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for keeping it going.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's seen its changes in leadership, and that's awesome that it's still alive and well.
That's right. And with the addition of 98.5, making it clearer, going further, people are really tuning in. So
that's great.
It is great. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Y'all are doing great things.
Well, we try. We try to participate here in Greenwoods.
Definitely.
Yeah. So we've got to talk about coming up here. We're going to talk about America in Bloom, how we are being judged. But I think first we should talk about, because we're coming up on the news, the Lakeside Market event coming to Lake Greenwood. What's this all about?
Well, this is a brainchild of our Connect Lake Greenwood chair, Jimmy Payden. We really want to do whatever we can to help recruit a restaurant to the lake. And we've got to show the need for it. We've got to show the market for it, so to speak. So he has sought the input of myself and Heather Simmons-Jones with the Partnership Alliance. And we've sort of teamed up and worked on trying to get some vendors out to... there's a space on the left-hand side of Highway 72 that the vendors will be at, and some of them include Southern Smoke Barbecue, somebody who's doing burgers, Robin's Burgers. He was describing a burger to me that she does. It's really going to be good. And
is that before you go over the bridge? Or where
before you go over the bridge.
On the left-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
Going like you're going towards Lawrence, it would be on the left-hand side.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
I hope I'm right. And
I hope you are too.
If not, we'll correct it later.
Okay.
But there is a video on greenwoodcalendar.com, and they tell you exactly where it is. So if
okay.
I saw the video correctly,
yes,
that's what I'm thinking. Italian Ice will be there. Brewster's Ice Cream will be there. We're still trying to get more and more vendors.
So this is your opportunity.
Yes. This is your opportunity. You can get there by land. You can get there by water from 11 to 2. And then at 3, there will be the first Lakeside concert brought to you by Kim Clark Lake Realty, I think. She is the title sponsor for that. And that will be held around Lake Greenwood State Recreation Area. So that will be from 3 to 5. So if you're out on the lake, that's going to be a good day for you.
And that will be on what, June 4th?
June the 4th.
Which is a
Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And then the following Saturday too, June 11th.
They're going to try and do another one on June the 11th. Don't know about what all commitments. I think June the 4th is really going to be the sink or swim day.
Okay. And so sink or swim.
We hope people are going to be swimming instead of sinking.
There you go. So this would really be a great event to get out and support.
Yes, please support it.
So that'll be beginning at 11 a.m. And come out and have some great food. And then go, after you've eaten food, go have some market fun with our ghost music fun with a concert.
Right.
And then you'll have to get back uptown to see all the events going on, because that's
festival.
A festival.
There's more uptown.
Yeah, there you go. So we have so many things going on. I think that's the thing that I'm always amazed at when people say, oh, there's nothing going on in Greenwood. Yeah, I beg your pardon.
I hope they don't say that to me.
Yeah, probably not. Hey, it's time for South Carolina Radio News. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos. So I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh! that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, and we are having an excellent time just talking with Kelly McWhorter, getting updated on tourism and what's happening. And Kelly, one of the things that you wanted to talk about was the signage out there at the lake. What's going on with signage?
Last year, we partnered with the Heritage Corridor to do a development study for tourism for Lake Greenwood. One of the elements that came out of that was to develop an interpretive signage plan that basically tells the stories of the lake. And we were able to partner with them again and get grant money from National Park Service. So this is the county and the city partnering with them through accommodations tax funding. And we are putting up over 20 signs all around the lake that will have maps of where you are, and it will have stories of different things about the lake. For instance, the bomber that was recovered, mm-hmm. or Blazer's restaurant, and just neat little tidbits of history all around the lake. And those signs are going to be fabricated very soon. We're trying to get them in the ground by the end of the summer.
Oh. Well, they have quite a master plan that they're working on for the lake.
That's right.
I mean, the lighting, I think that's one of the first things that's supposed to happen at the bridges and everything.
Yes, the county made it very clear that they wanted us to work in concert with them and coordinate the project. So we're working on some of the signage, but some of our signage recommendations, they're going to take over and work and try and execute. So it's been a great partnership so far. I mean, some of the things that have been developed from this lake study, our logos, our advertising, it's really neat. Just, you know, they played off the crappy tournament fishing that we have here, and it says formula for a crappy day. And then it's got, you know, the fisherman and his child, and it's just really a neat play on words. So these are the things that we're utilizing to market the lake.
Well, you know, what is the eventual goal with the lake then? Because everybody likes their piece of the lake.
Right.
And nobody really likes to share. But what is the plan for the lake?
Again, to increase visitation, but in a very smart way.
Okay. Well, let's talk about it.
To increase development. I mentioned earlier that the lake residents are really, really being very vocal about they need more places to eat on the lake. They need, we want a village. Like a little commerce village. Those are the type things that I think that master plan is geared towards doing. So it's not all for visitation. It's smart growth
for
the lake. Phil Lindler with the Greenwood County Planning Department, he can speak to the actual master plan in great detail.
Okay. Well, that's happening out there. The signage, the Lakeside Market, put on your calendar June 4th. That is a Saturday. Get out there to the lake. Check out the food trucks. If you've wanted to be able to eat out at the lake, this is your opportunity to really check it out and then be part of a concert going on from 3 to 5. Then you have to hustle back up uptown because there's all kinds of events going on with the Toperaries. This also is a great opportunity to bring friends and family in for a weekend. If you've been trying to say, I need to have the folks come here, what a great weekend to have them here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we hope to have a full hotel occupancy that weekend for various and different events that are going on through the Festival of Flowers. So
that's cool. But then the real reason you wanted to come and see us here today was to talk about American Cities in Bloom, America in Bloom.
Yes.
What's going on? Are we in bloom here in Greenwood?
Oh, you know we are.
Yeah, I know we are.
We always are.
I was setting up an intro for you, Kelly.
I love it.
Okay. All right. Here you go.
There's always something blooming for you to do. And the Festival of Flowers is a blooming good time. So doesn't it make sense that we try and work with a national awards program called America in Bloom?
How did this get started?
We were approached by someone who moved to Greenwood who was very active in the program. And the more she learned about Greenwood, the more she felt like we would be an ideal community to enter the competition. And even though she's no longer living here, it was a good intro for us, and we did get on it. We got the city council and the county council endorsement to move forward with this. Then we got together a steering committee. a few months ago. And what you have to do in this awards program is you have to complete a community profile. It is a 25-page term paper on Greenwood in various categories.
So how long have you been working on that, Kelly?
Quite a while.
Quite a while. Okay.
But I'm happy to say that Wednesday is turn-in day. Wednesday, May the 18th.
You got to turn it in. Yes. You got to push the button and send it in.
If I knew how to cut cheetah flips down Main Street, I would. Because I'm going to be celebrating. And when we turn that in, we will turn in the community profile. We will also turn in an itinerary for the judges' tour. They're coming June the 3rd and the 4th. We have two judges from Ohio and Indiana. Alex
Pearl. And they have to be suitably impressed.
Yes. Alex Pearl from Centerville, Ohio, and Tony Ferrara from, he's from California. So they're coming. He's from the award-winning town, Arroyo Grande, where the symposium's going to be. So,
okay. So you've got high standards to compete against here.
He's going to have high standards. So, yes. You asked me earlier who else was competing in our population category. It's Venice and Winter Park, Florida, and Calabasas, California.
Wow.
So we're the only town in South Carolina to compete for this. The only other towns that have gotten recognition in this area are Hendersonville, North Carolina, and Tarboro, North Carolina.
Wow. So, and this is for the size of our community, right?
Yes. We're the 20,000 to 30,000 population category because it's very municipal based. So they wanted to know how much do we have in the city of Greenwood. That's mm-hmm. where that came from.
And I understand today you are actually going on tour to see if you are presenting the best sides of Greenwood.
Yes, the judges recommended that we really ride the itinerary and go through it and make sure that we have our timing correct, that we have our routes correct, that we allocate enough time at each destination that we're going to be taking them to.
Do you have the sheriffs leading it with sirens and everything to clear
that
the
be
traffic?
Fun? Probably not, but wouldn't that be fun?
That's right. Okay, we've got you on the speed tour. We want to make sure you see absolutely everything here. So we had a lot to pack in here. We need an escort.
That's right. But you know, and a lot of people aren't going to believe me, especially those that are local to Greenwood. It is hard to pack in everything you want someone to see in 2 days.
I believe it.
It is hard.
And not make them feel like they're rushing.
Right, and not make them feel like they're rushing because it is during the Festival of Flowers. So we obviously want them to take in some gardens, to take in what's going on at the Uptown Market, to take in a number of different little aspects. But then we also have the historic preservation that we want them to see with some of our local historic sites. And there's just a ton to show them. Plus, we want them to hear about our community. So during meal times, we're going to be having some different community representatives come and do just brief presentations. So, I mean, we're going to throw a ton at them. Plus,
and
the community profile.
And this is a big undertaking.
It's huge.
For a small team to do. Now, what is the goal? To be named a community that is America in Bloom community? Is that the goal?
That is the goal. There are a number of different awards we can try and apply for, but right now we're just trying to establish a baseline. But if you are named a community, my understanding is you get different recognitions, you get awards in the population categories. You have a community champion award, just different special awards that are presented at that national symposium. But you're judged in 7 areas: floral displays, landscaped areas, urban forestry, community involvement, environmental efforts, heritage preservation, and overall impression. Wow.
Wow.
And in those areas on the community profile, you have municipal, business, community involvement, and residential that you have to describe in each of those areas.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And this is all basically within the city?
Yes, basically within the city. There are some areas that they didn't have a problem because I told them Greenwood was the county seat
right
for Greenwood. So there are some areas that we'll see in the county, but most of it will be in the city.
So how, and for recognition, what does this mean as far as recognition? Should you, now, I mean, you're nominated for this. You have to win the category. I mean, how do you have to win?
Winners in each population category are invited to advance to international competition. So any noteworthy project that is in those categories I named, they honor our community leadership, and it shows that we demonstrate vision and selfless commitment to moving our community forward. Our participants will receive mentoring and coaching by experts. They will provide us that evaluation when they come and they judge, and they'll highlight our strengths and offer recommendations for improvement. Then you have a, you know, you have the medal sign that I was mentioning. You get a bloom rating, a score.
This should be good for tourism.
It will be good for tourism. You know, the end goal for me is for us to be so awesome that they have a national symposium here. That's my goal.
That's your goal?
So
small one.
It may
just
not,
a small one.
It's just a small one. But you got to think big.
Right.
And this little town in California, Arroyo Grande, it is not... I don't think it's much bigger than Greenwood, but they're hosting the National Symposium. So if they can do it, why can't we do it?
Sure.
And I think this is an ongoing thing. This won't be the one and only year that we do this. We'll keep doing it and learning from it. And do I think we're going to win anything this year? I have no idea. But you got to start somewhere.
Absolutely. So, I think that's great. And I think you, if it hadn't been for the gal that was here for a period of time, you might never even known about this.
I would have not known about it at all.
So with the toperaries, and you know, our toperaries are the best anywhere.
I
agree. Seriously, they are.
I really think we should win floral displays, but that's just me. I don't know what the judges will think, but... We've got a lot of neat programs. This has been a huge learning experience for everybody on that committee. There's so much that we didn't know about our gardens and our historic preservation. And it's been great what everybody's brought to the table. The environmental. I mean, I had no idea some of the things we were doing environmentally. It's been
great. From a positive standpoint?
Oh, yeah.
Such as?
Fuji is huge with environmental sustainability. They gave me a punch list of many different things. Velux is another one that gave a punch list of what they're doing. We've got some LEED certified buildings in Greenwood now. We've got a couple of county bank branches and the Greenwood County Library. So we're moving forward.
And that's all part of it?
That's all part of it. They want to know what kinds of things we're doing with that. In residential, we're not quite there yet environmentally, but we will get there. And then with community involvement, you know, think about it. Keep Greenwood County beautiful, the lake clean up. These are all good things that we can brag about. And I did send our preliminary profile to the judge, and he said it was quite a brag book.
Quite a brag book.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
That's a good thing, Kelly. You know it's a good thing. Hey, I'm here with Kelly McWhorter. We'll be right back. Don't you go away, because we're blooming right here on WCRS.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or... just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Gracie is puffing her bed over there so she can be comfortable. Yes, she is trying to make sure she's comfortable here this afternoon. As we talk about what's going to bloom right here in Greenwood, we've got the Festival of Flowers coming up. We've got so many good things. And on top of that, America is going to be blooming right here in Greenwood. Two judges are coming to judge. Now, I just want to know, Kelly, are you going to have dancing flower costumes with girls or guys and combos all over uptown Greenwood? I think that might be a nice addition.
That would be nice, but I don't think that's going to get us any points.
Even if they were beautiful floral displays on their heads?
Maybe. I'm going to bank on the topiaries, though.
You're banking on the topiaries. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But so what else have we got that you wanted to talk about?
maybe a little bit more, because so many people don't know about American Bloom and just our goals for that. It's all about increasing our community involvement and our civic pride. The whole program for American Bloom brings residents together who might not work normally collaboratively, although I think we're pretty good at that here in Greenwood. And our message from this is to spread that Greenwood is a great place to live, work, play, and visit through cared for buildings and properties, colorful plants, and a clean environment. So that is, those are all reflections of a thriving, caring municipality. And then the civic pride angle, which is being part of this program, helps improve the community, make a visible difference in our town, and it brings more pride for the residents in our community that we have transformed it. Now, I say all that because that's what's been written, but I still have this really good feeling about this program and how we are going to shine on it.
Now, do you use any history here, or do you just talk about the present? I mean, when you're doing your 25-page term paper, do you talk about where we were and where we are now, or?
They're really looking more for the present. Because it's our first go, I did give a little history on some things just to give them background. But moving forward, we'll have to, well, this is what we did this year, and this is how it's different this year. So it's going to get harder. You know, I think this one was sort of our baseline, and hey, look at us. Look at all that we are about. But as time progresses, we're really going to have to focus on what we've done differently.
Now, as far as the community, what are you looking forward for from the community with these special judges in town?
We really just want the community to spruce themselves up and make their little area of the world look good. That is not to say to go get $40,000 worth of plants and plant them. Don't need to do that. We want this to be a baseline. So we want the judges to see us as we are, although I think during the festival we're at our best.
Sure.
So that's why we picked the festival flowers to have them come in. But we just really want the community to try and spruce up. We were talking earlier about the litter, and we don't want any of that.
Right.
So
I think that's one of the biggest things. I've just personally have noticed on our area how it just seems there's more trash out there on the roads, and you're on your property. I'm constantly up there picking up things, and I don't remember having to be out there doing it as much as I'm doing it this year.
Right. And I don't know what the difference is or why the increase is, but it's not a good thing.
Right.
And we don't need to be doing that. And probably the people that are listening to us right now are not the ones that we need to be telling this to. We're preaching to the choir here, but really, just generally, use a trash can.
Yeah, there you go.
Or recycle it. Just use, they're out there everywhere. And if you're at a city event, I can promise you they're everywhere.
There you go.
Please use them.
Are you going to be one of the people that is taking these two gentlemen around, the judges?
We're really utilizing more of the steering committee membership to do that. We're going to be more behind the scenes, and we will be with them at times, but not all the time.
Not all the time.
We want them to meet our citizens.
Sure. So, well, I think it's exciting. I know you're excited.
Yes.
You're excited to be judged for the first time on the quality and everything. Do you have any idea when the new hotel over there is going to be opening? Any idea? Have you gotten a feel for it? I know they were way behind with all the rain and everything we had, but how are they doing now?
I think they're moving along now, and just conservatively, I think if we said the fall, that would be real conservative, and maybe we'll be surprised, and it'll be before the fall.
Okay. All right. Any other hotels that are looking at coming to Greenwood right now?
Not at the moment, but there's always that possibility that I think if another one came, it'd probably be at the lake.
At the lake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And again, we're really trying to get the synergy going at the lake to create that sense of place and a little more commerce, so people like hotels will start looking that direction.
Sure. Well, that sounds great. Well, listen, you know, it's been great to have a background about what's been going on and what you have been up to. I understand you are going, you're going to Washington soon, aren't you?
We have the Southeast Tourism Society Congressional Summit. They will give us a list of talking points, and each of us will go to our respective delegation and discuss that with them. So it's a pretty exciting opportunity.
Absolutely. So you'll be in Washington, I think, the week before I go. I'm going the next week. So they'll be bombarded by us in Greenwood.
They're going to know about Greenwood.
There you
go. Yes,
definitely. And that's the idea, not to need a map when you say Greenwood, South Carolina.
That's right.
Well, Kelly McWhorter, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Ann. Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. You know you're listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. That's on your dial, the 98.5, and on 1450 AM. Have a good one, everybody.